From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush met with U.S. auto executives at the White House today and promised a continuing dialogue on a number of issues. Healthcare costs, alternative fuels, and trade topped the list of concerns. U.S. automakers have been producing big losses since a spike in gas prices sent SUV and pickup sales plummeting. The White House hasn't shown much interest in the past, but the industry hopes that may be changing, along with the changing political winds in Washington. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
After twice postponing a meeting with the Detroit automakers, President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney sat down today with the heads of GM, Ford, and the Chrysler division of Daimler Chrysler. Mr. Bush called the meeting productive and said his administration would keep listening.
These leaders are making difficult decisions, tough choices, to make sure that their companies are competitive in a global economy, and I'm confident that they're making the right decisions.
But whether today's meeting signals an increased willingness on the part of the administration to help the ailing auto industry isn't clear. Anything resembling a bailout would be extremely controversial. But earlier this week on Capitol Hill, Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, indicated the current state of U.S. manufacturing will be a major issue for the new Democratic majority. Levin accused Japanese and Korean automakers of erecting trade barriers against U.S.-made goods and said Japan artificially manipulates its currency to make its products more attractive.
We've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs in this country in the last 6 years. There's been no steps taken by this administration to support manufacturing. It's totally unacceptable.
Detroit's visiting executives complain about this sort of thing, too, but they don't want to be seen as asking for special help. Here's what Ford's chief executive, Alan Mulally, had to say after the meeting today.
The question was asked about whether we're interested in a bailout, and absolutely not, because we really believe that the action starts with us taking the action to create a more competitive business going forward. And the things that we focus on today is what do we need to do as a partnership around the world to further enhance the competitiveness of this great, important industry.
The automakers know that in order to rebuild their competitiveness, they must put an end to their steadily rising health care costs. GM alone spent $5 billion on health care for its employees and retirees last year. The company estimates that providing those benefits adds around $1,000 to the cost of every vehicle built in the U.S. However, Kevin Tynan, an auto industry analyst at Argus Research, says if Detroit wants someone to blame for high health care costs, it only needs to look in the mirror.
While health care costs for an enterprise as big as a company like General Motors or Ford or Chrysler is certainly an issue, it's a structure that was created by them in dealing with their unions, and these are issues that go back decades.
Tynan expects health care will continue to be a major issue when the automaker's current contract with the United Auto Workers Union expires next fall. The topic of alternative fuels also came up today. The automaker said that if Washington were to get behind renewable fuels such as E85 ethanol in a big way, they would be prepared to make half of their cars flex fuel, capable of running on regular or renewable fuel by 2012. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.